Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I actually think we should just do 3-day weekends always.
Please? Can it be a new thing?
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Please and thank you.
I mean, you feel so much better.
Oh my gosh.
Sort of.
Like, I still feel a little sluggish.
That's the
point. But I feel like I've slept, which is good.
But when you do three days.
You go wild.
Yeah, I didn't sleep. I drank way too much.
Because it's an extra day of drinking.
So maybe it's a bad thing.
Maybe it is a bad thing.
It might be a bad thing.
Maybe that's how the man keeps us in line.
Right?
You know what I mean? They're like, you people, you do not know how to party responsibly. We know you can only handle 2 days off.
That's true.
I think that's what
it is. It's the leash. They have us on that leash. They gave us a little extra. We took it.
Do you think they're doing us a favor and they're keeping us alive longer because we would probably just drink more if we had an extra day off?
No, I'd still take my 3-day weekend any day. I don't care. I don't care. You'll figure out the balance eventually.
You know
right?
what? If you die 10 years earlier, big deal.
Exactly. I love the extra day, but I know friends that did work yesterday and I was looking at their Instagram. I'm like, damn, they're being so productive. I'm not doing anything. I'm hungover. Damn it. Kind of had FOMO.
Crystal V didn't even leave the house yesterday.
I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't see the sun.
But she was. You actually look tired today.
I'm tired.
And you never really ever looked up. But you look. Doesn't she look tired today?
A little bit.
I was like, should I wash my hair or should I not wash? No, that's too much energy.
Too much work.
Yeah, I'll wash it later.
Oh man, and I was reading like we do our weekend recaps of what we got into, and Crystal B, like you woke up with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you went to bed with the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we were in the Uber going home.
You see the crack of the sun.
Yes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, why? Who am I and why?
Do you feel like the biggest degenerate in the world when that happens? You're like, oh, why did I do this? Or do you feel like, man, I'm living life?
No, I was already, like, that was on the decline, like where you're questioning your life.
Uh-huh.
And then not only that, I go home, get a few hours of sleep, and then start brunching, like, immediately. Like, just kept going.
Damn, man.
So don't give me a little extra on the leash. I'm not responsible enough for that.
Apparently not. What song starts us off this morning?
All right, so I need some vibes to wake me up. And this man is celebrating a birthday today, Compton's Own.
Oh, nice. How old's Dre?
55 today.
Oh, 55.
Yeah.
Wow.
1, 2. Bring it to the phone. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap up.
Did I read that it's Vanna White's birthday today, too?
Like
I think I did.
Is
I
it?
I think it is.
Okay. It's John Travolta's birthday today, too.
Wow.
We're like random knowledge.
Random.
It's funny, like, this stuff that we get pumped into us, like the information that we don't give people.
Yeah.
like who cares that it's Vanna White's birthday? Who cares that it's anybody's birthday? But it comes across the table to us, so just in case we need to tell somebody, you're armed with that knowledge.
But man, the John Travolta pictures, like him over the years and his hair, it's so bad. Like, those are the photos that pop up for his birthday.
Yeah. He looked cool. I mean, think of John Travolta back in like Grease and
Danny
Saturday
Zuko,
Night Fever. Yeah, I mean, he was so cool. All right, let's start this dumb show. Wale is on 6:05.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I love that Ariana's making out with some rando out of Northridge.
Yeah, weird.
So random,
who
right?
Who is he, though?
Good for her.
I don't know. Yeah.
I want to know.
No one found out, did they?
No.
Hmm.
She's keeping it quiet.
Yeah, went away.
I got a theory that's where she used to hang out. With Mac.
Mac, yeah.
Because he lived in the valley. He lived like up in Tarzana and up in the hills there. Then, you know, you head straight down Reseda.
Right.
So I bet that was maybe a hang that she's hung out with before because,
mm-hmm.
you know, nothing against Northridge. I love Northridge.
Right.
But who goes to Northridge to hang out on a, you know, on a Thursday night?
Yeah.
I love that she's just sowing her wild oats right now and she doesn't care. And I think that's, she should be, right? Like
she's
single. She's doing her thing.
Or is she? We don't know.
I think
I think she's done a good job of
hiding.
Stuffing the genie back in the bottle because I don't feel that she was really excited about being in that relationship that everybody knew she was in. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of like, wait a minute, my mystery's gone. Mm-hmm. And now her mystery's kind of back a little bit.
Yeah.
To the point where she's making out with some random dude. And we're like, who's the dude? Who's the dude? We need to know. You know.
So. And the photos are so fuzzy, we can't even really see what he looks like.
Yeah.
Like, we can't see anything of him.
Yeah.
This is great.
It's probably like me making out with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's not even Ariana Grande. You know? It's maybe. Northridge. Who knows? I don't know. Anywho, 613. What's trending?
All right. Lying on the gram has reached new heights. Have you guys ever caught anyone that you know, like, flexing on the gram where you're like, wait a second, that's not the truth?
I feel like every post everybody makes is lying on the gram, don't you?
I feel like I'll have some friends that, like, post about their relationship being so perfect. And I'm like, you were just complaining to me about how things are not right between you guys and you're close to breaking up.
So what's
the intention?
Like, the love of my life.
I know.
Like, what happened?
Shut up.
I know.
You aren't even speaking in real life.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So this YouTuber felt like proving that by tricking her own fans that she was in Bali when she really went to IKEA, had a full elaborate photo shoot, and they bought it.
I'm not really in Indonesia. I'm in IKEA. And no one even knew. I think this video has a lesson, doesn't it? Don't trust everything you see on the internet. Sometimes people want to lie about who they are as a person. And it's not hard to do, apparently.
Liar!
The photos were great.
Her voice makes me want to unfollow her, and I don't even know who she is.
The video was cringeworthy.
Really?
Like, yeah. These YouTubers are very over the top. So
they are.
Her hands are like, oh my. And I was like, what is happening here?
Bring it down a notch, right?
But they bought it. The photos came out great. She was in one of the tubs.
Smart.
And in the back, like, you could see a tag hanging on, like, one of the fake appliances. She's like, I had this tag hanging, and nobody called her out. Nobody called it out. Like,
that's funny.
They didn't know. So there you go. All right. So last night was the deadline to register for the Kobe Bryant Memorial. It's happening next Monday at Staples Center. So if you're a lucky enough fan to get an access code, you will get one today. With that access code, you'll be able to purchase a maximum of 2 tickets. And then there's three pricing tiers. You could get one ticket for $224 or get 2 tickets for $224 or 1 ticket for $24.02.
Okay.
So you can kind of choose. But it's funny because everyone who's reporting about this, nobody knows how many tickets there are. It could literally be 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They talked about how many family members are going to be there from teammates. And
yeah.
I don't believe that the public's going to really have a lot. There's not enough room.
Because
season ticket holders, they get tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right. And usually, like, they'll grab the season ticket holders and sell those. But season ticket holders have them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very crazy. All right. So I think this is going to be one of my new favorite apps. It's called Robo Revenge. We've all talked about those spam calls that we get.
Yeah.
So if you download Robo Revenge, they will automatically add you to the Do Not Call registry. If you continue to get the spam calls after that, they give you a fake credit card number for you to give these people. When these people use it, they register themselves on a list.
Oh, yes.
And then they can get sued up to $3,000.
Wow.
So it's amazing.
I love it.
Wow. I love it. I want to download it and see if it actually works. Because I swear, I get these calls so much.
So much now.
Yeah. And there's, like, allegedly a trick. And I had told Chelsea, like, press the number 9 when you get these spam calls and they'll put you on this list.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for that company. There's so many spam companies out there. You just have to constantly press 9.
Mm-hmm. I get them in other languages. And that's what drives me crazy because I don't even know how to tell them to F off.
That's true.
I wish I knew how to say that in another language.
And you don't even know what language it is. Yeah, they'll call and I'm like,
I think that's Chinese, but I'm not sure.
Oh my gosh. All right, I'll try and let you guys know. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I have no idea why, because I'm a grown ass man. I shouldn't be on TikTok, but I was on TikTok watching a video of Post Malone meeting some fans.
Uh-huh.
He's like the coolest, like, stoner friendly, docile, just the coolest guy in the world, you know? He's so sweet when he meets people.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'll sign your thing. No, I'll sign. And he just has fun. It's like every person just seems like they have the most fun when they meet Post Malone.
Like, you could just hang with him.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah. You just want to get drunk and high with him. You really do, you know? Post Malone tickets. We have those all week long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll give those away coming up later on this morning. What happens here in the weekends? It's like
what do you mean?
I don't know. Every time we come here, after a weekend, something is different. Like, I've got this light that's shining right in my eyes.
Spotlight.
I'm like, who's messing with the lights?
Yeah, you know happening? What I mean? Yeah, like you would have to get on the counter to move that.
Somebody did. Yeah. That's what, is there like a party that happens
definitely.
Here?
Definitely. There's because, dog hair down here. Yeah. For sure. Somebody brought a dog.
You smell dog. I smell like cigarette butt or something.
What? Yeah. Really?
I don't know. I just want to know what happens here on the weekend.
I don't think we do, though. That's the thing. Do You're we want to know what happens right. on this counter? No. I don't think I want to know.
No, nothing. Nothing noteworthy.
Right? Okay. In these chairs?
Oh.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I was just telling Crystal and Chelsea that it's essentially Wednesday Eve, you know?
Yeah.
It's we're almost halfway to the weekend.
Kinda.
Let's
kinda,
look
sorta.
At it that way. You know what I'm saying?
That makes me feel so good.
Makes me feel good. Too.
That will get me through today. It's almost Wednesday.
You know you had a really long weekend when you are looking for the positives in Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a long one. We don't know how to behave ourselves. Mm. That's what I've learned when you give us an extra day off. We don't.
Yeah, but whatever. Life's too short.
I know.
I'm allowed to misbehave on my 3-day weekend.
But I'm all sweaty and gross this morning. You know what I mean? Like, I've got the sweats.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have the sweats on a Tuesday morning, and I do.
And it's 60 degrees in here.
Exactly.
And you're sweating.
And I'm sweating. Perfect. Oh Chelsea, gosh. What's happening?
So we've talked about how Jennifer Lopez got ready for her role in Hustler. She said she took pole dancing classes. That's pretty mm-hmm. what you'd expect, normal. Well, now Constance Wu, who also stars in the film, she was just on Kelly Clarkson and admitted she actually prepared for her role by putting on disguise, going to a strip club, and working a night.
Did you strip?
I gave lap dances to strangers.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
I made $600 my
friend. Oh my God, I love it.
That's the Kelly Clarkson show.
I love it. I love it. So much energy she brings as the host.
A little too much.
You think?
Just a scotch.
A little bit?
Yeah. Okay.
Just bring it down. I love that, though. All right. So we have to talk about this new Bachelor spinoff. If you guys watched The Bachelor last night, you mm-hmm. saw the promo for it. Oh, my gosh. I was dying. The Bachelor Listen to Your Heart is what it's called. It literally sounds like a spoof.
20 single men and women.
Oh my God.
One shared dream.
Music is a great gateway to love.
Could love.
I might be falling for you.
And music.
It was sexy, it was passionate.
Make for the perfect duet? Or will they leave as solo acts? The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart.
Yeah.
It this
sounds
can't
like
be real.
It sounds like something Doshi we would write. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Like an SNL on. Skit.
I didn't even catch this last night, and I watched
yeah.
The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
I must have tuned it out because it's so bad.
It's it'll feature 20 single men and women searching for love through music. You guys, it's basically like The Bachelor meets American Idol. And actually, one of the contestants on there I recognize from American Idol a couple seasons ago.
Oh God!
So it's jeez. Like that kind of crossover we're probably gonna see.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what else is weird? Them using that song because the lead singer, she just died.
Oh.
That's the girl from Roxette.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the first thing that came to mind with me. And
too
I'm
soon.
Like, yeah, too soon.
Too soon.
Weird.
So weird. Know. Will you guys be watching it?
No.
No.
I don't
know
watch Herpes Island, whatever that other
Temptation Island?
Yeah, no, the spinoff of Bachelor.
Oh, you mean Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Herpes in Paradise, whatever that is.
I never watched that either.
Yeah. That show will give you VD just by watching
true
it.
True that.
Yeah.
All right. For all you Disney lovers out there, okay. If you've always dreamed of having a princess-like wedding, maybe at Disneyland, that's some people's dreams. Well, good news. Disney just announced their Disney Fairytale Weddings collection. So there are going to be wedding dresses inspired by the Disney princesses, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total of 16 wedding gowns inspired by Ariel, Belle, Jasmine, Cinderella, Pocahontas, all your favorites. So it comes out in April. I don't know, Crystal B, would you be into it?
What would a Pocahontas wedding dress look like?
Right?
Like a toga?
It sounds offensive to me, to be
yeah.
honest with you.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm interested.
Well, there are those, I have met people that are those Disney people that are diehard, ride or die. Like they want to go to Disney for their wedding. So good for them. I mean, it's not my thing. But
like for me, if I got proposed to at Disney, I would say no. Because that's, like, not my dream at all. Like, the person that I'm getting married to better know that. Like, that is not, it's too cheesy for me. But I respect people that want to do that. But nope. No.
Like, in just front kidding. Of the castle?
Oh, no.
Really?
In like, Mickey in the background waving.
In a teapot.
Never. I don't want that.
On a Dumbo car.
No. I hate all of it.
All of it?
All of it. Yep. All
wow.
right. On that note, I'm Chelsea, and that's entertainment news.
What about a Cars Land?
No.
Paradise Pier, that's
guys,
where the bar is.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I liked seeing Billie Eilish and all of her Bieber galore, all mm-hmm. of the the clothing in her room and how big of a believer she was.
Oh, yeah.
That was
so cute.
Cool. Yeah. That was cute.
That was cool when they like met at Coachella. That was such a sweet moment seeing her. Like, she literally was starstruck. You could tell he like meant so much to her.
Well, and she apparently means a lot to him with the crying he was doing online and talking about, you know, not wanting what happened to him happened to her. I mean, he got really
emotional.
Really raw.
Yeah.
That was a really, it was interesting to see that it was out there, but it was hard to watch a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. A lot of the Bieber video stuff, I don't know if you've watched any of it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it because I feel like the guy's really working on himself, which is nice to see. I think it's probably hard to be Justin Bieber,
that
kind of famous. Gosh. Who could understand that?
No.
There's very few people that probably could.
And from such a young age, like he started way young. So if anyone would be able to give Billie Eilish advice, it would definitely be him.
There's only a few people that could, and he's definitely one of them.
But to see the pain come out of him talking about it, like, please don't let this happen to her, which... I think it's cool that Billie's got her big brother right next to her at all times, which I think that's really awesome.
Who just so happens to be her idol.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow, she won.
We were just talking about Instagram posts and, you know, sometimes they get so graphic that you're not sure if you should like someone's post. And Chelsea had a good example.
Yeah, Ayesha Curry, she was posting all these pictures from their vacation and it's very like... very
porny.
Sexual PDA to the extreme, and you're kind of at the point where you're like, should I like this? Like, that's hot. Like, good for you guys. I'm happy for you, but like, it's a lot. Like, when is it too much kind of thing?
I love it. I love that PDA from them.
Yeah.
I don't think on everyone, but like, they're a married couple. I imagine they're like trying to keep it spicy. Let's post a almost naked photo on the gram. Who cares?
And they're sharing it with us.
Yeah, and they look great.
But to Chelsea's point, you know, as a guy, sometimes you, like, you see coworkers like you two. And I'm mostly talking to Crystal B here because, let's be honest, she's the queen of side boob.
And I love it. And front boob. Don't forget the front boob.
All right, fine.
Of all boob.
You're the queen of boob.
Thank you.
But sometimes you see a picture that it's provocative, let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a coworker, you say, oh, you know, you go, girl, with your side boob, whatever.
Yeah.
And you want to hit the little heart. Then you think twice about it.
Yeah.
And
like,
you
is
think,
that
is that creepy?
Yeah.
And what am I liking? And are other people going to see me? Is my girlfriend mad at me now?
Then like, will she feel weird about it?
Yeah.
Why is my voice going so high? Things like that, you know? So it is a funny little line you really got to kind of balance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, by the way. No. I just keep scrolling. I'm like, then I'm like,
just play it safe.
Yeah, just don't see you at work and go, hey, saw that side boob
in a sweatshirt.
Because that's not creepy
that's
at all
creepier.
Either.
Come on, Booker.
That is creepier. Yeah,
but it's not creepy to everyone. It's just creepy to one person.
If you were to comment something like, oh, yay, boobies.
No.
Oh my God. Free the tatas.
I think that's probably a bad idea too. All right. Post Malone tickets. We've got those in the 7 o'clock hour. He is playing right now.
Yeah.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We all just decided that we love that song.
Yeah. It's good.
Justin Bieber.
Into it.
Intentions with Quavo on Amp Radio. He's a bit of an oversharer on Instagram. It's him and the wife, and they're always like, but you, I think, have to be when you're that kind of level. If you weren't, it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about those friends of ours where their significant other doesn't really exist online.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
It's weird.
And
it's
one post overposts the other one, but then the other one doesn't post at all. You're like, oh, I see who wears the pants in this relationship for sure.
Who's hiding the other one?
Do you think it's a hiding thing, or put it this way, like, is there the I want to be perceived as sexy and single? Is that part of it? Or
I think there could be also an insecurity that, like, you don't want something about that person, you know, isn't they're not the one, or there's not something right, like something you're insecure about potentially. And yes, I think also wanting to be single for some reason, like there's an interesting intention.
I have a friend that actually does that, never posts her dude like at all. But I was telling you, she finally posted last week. I don't know what got her to there though, because they've been dating for like 8-9 years since high school and nothing.
Why didn't he question her?
A ghost.
Or why? I wonder if he did.
Well, maybe the guy doesn't want to be a part of it. Maybe turn it around that way. Maybe he's like, I don't want to be all over your stupid thing. Oh, he posts her.
And it's not over the top, but like on birthdays and holidays, you know, normal things where she would be in the photo, he posts her.
Huh. What did she say in this post? This post she posted?
It was them like on a beach for his birthday, and it was like, happy birthday with a heart.
Okay.
So
on his birthday, just not on a random Tuesday?
No. But it was the first time, and I'm like, does this mean finally after like 8 years she's serious about it? Or like, what does this mean?
She probably took it down already.
I honestly haven't checked, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Maybe it's just like to close friends.
It's like the old radio thing. I remember when I first got into radio, they would always say like, even if you're in a relationship, don't talk about being in a relationship because you want to appear single and wanted. And I'm like, nobody wants me, okay? I should go on here and say how lucky I am that somebody would spend time with me.
Somebody likes you.
Yeah, somebody actually likes me. Take that, listeners. Yeah, but she never posts me on social media either.
It's quiet for you.
It's quiet.
Wait, you post her.
I post her.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't care. I just think it's weird when people don't, you know? But it is a little suspect. Chelsea said she's sort of guilty of it sometimes.
I did that when I was in a relationship for like 3 years. And it's not that I didn't post him. I did it here and there, but he would always post me. And I remember, like, I feel like I'd be different now, but then I would always be like, well, I'm just private and I don't want like people to know that side of me. But I think looking back on it, I just wasn't ready. Like, I knew that he probably wasn't the right one.
You had your insecurities about him.
Exactly. Yeah. And now I think that if I was in a relationship, I know that I'd be in a situation where I feel confident about it and would be wanting to share it, you know? So,
is there any part of like kind of what I said, you want to appear single so maybe you could get more followers? I mean, do you think that could ever be in the back of your mind?
For me personally?
For anyone.
Yeah, maybe. Like, I could definitely. I think people, like, exactly, they're not secure with where they are in their life and they want to still appear. Like, single. I can see that for sure.
I remember the first time I posted my boyfriend, I was getting comments like, oh, well, now I'm unfollowing you. Didn't know you had a man. Like, I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. Because if, like, I'm going to be posting him, he's in my life, obviously. Like, so if you're not following me because I have a boyfriend, then I really don't want you to follow me anyway. Right.
But the funny thing about Crystal B's, and I noticed this weekend, and I know, and we know, but she dates a DJ. And so it's like me with DJ Echo. So it doesn't exactly look like your boyfriend. It just looks like,
hey, I'm with the DJ.
Right, I'm hanging out with Skrillex. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's like, you know? So you could get a pass until I just ruined it.
It's
for
like
everyone.
It's like cool that I have a DJ boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're so cool. You have a DJ boyfriend. Let's do trending. What's coming up in a few?
All right, we're going to keep the girlfriend boyfriend topic going. Booker, just think about this. Would you sniff your girlfriend's clothes before going to sleep? If it meant you slept better.
I don't even want to know where we're going with this. Hold on.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Okay, now what do I have to sniff?
Okay. So we know you live with your girlfriend, but you were telling us that you kind of freak out when she's gone. Like when she's not home for a while.
Right.
So would you smell her t-shirt before bed if it meant that you were sleeping better?
Seems sort of creepy, but if I could sleep better, why not? Does it work?
Taking a big sniff.
There's a new research that is showing that if you sniff your significant other's t-shirt all through the night, like put it over your pillow, sleep on it, that you will sleep better and you'll probably get an extra hour of sleep. You'll feel more well-rested. They did this by, and this is really gross. So they had people wear a t-shirt for 24 hours, told them no deodorant, no cologne, no perfume. Yes.
Ew, I would be stinky.
They had these people in this shirt for 24 hours and then tested it on their significant others, and it worked.
Oh, wow. See, I was thinking it would be like the cologne they wear or something.
No.
But it's the actual, like,
their natural
sweat
odors.
Stench.
B.O.
Wow.
Would you be down?
When you're in a relationship, I was just going to say that the odors, I don't think you smell the other person for about the first 3 years. They hide all of it. Then you hit this certain wall or phase where you just stop caring.
I will say I do like, this is going to sound weird, I do like the smell of sweaty men.
You have said that before.
Like when I'm at the gym or something, you know, and you like walk by
random men.
Sometimes you're just like, oh, that's hot.
Ew.
Gross, Chelsea.
It doesn't like smell straight like gross. BO. You're kind of like, oh, wow, okay.
No. Pass.
You'll be sleeping all night. You'll be sniffing all the shirts.
This is so weird. She walks around the gym and she's like,
I don't like perfect. I don't go up to people and sniff them, but like sometimes you'll get like a waft of like a sweaty.
No.
Oh, that's gross. Especially
man.
A random. No.
Girl, you nasty.
All right, let's move it along. More than 100 new emojis are dropping later this year, and I'm so excited. Have you guys seen these?
Mm-mm.
There's a Mafia Don gesture with the pinched fingers like this.
Okay.
It's the favorite so far. There's also the transgender flag, a smiling face with tears, bubble tea, a man with a veil, a woman in a tuxedo, and a cute little seal. I'm very excited. 117 new emojis.
Cool.
Because we needed more, cool. You know?
I use thumbs up. That's like it.
Yeah, that's all you use. You don't even send the kissy face to your girlfriend. Mm-mm. That's wild.
I used the middle finger one for the first time this weekend.
Oh, really?
And I felt kind of like aggressive about it. I was like, I take it back. That was so aggressive.
Who'd you use it to?
To me.
It was to my Valentine date, actually.
You flipped him off?
It wasn't like, I was joking.
It sounds cute.
We need details later.
I can't wait to hear about
this
date.
Yes, we will get details. Speaking of dating, a new dating app, Chelsea. Okay. Maybe you'll want to try it. Huh. This one is a sober dating app.
It's Pass. She's not doing that.
She said she has been dating
that.
More of the sober type lately.
I think it's the universe telling me to stop drinking so much because I've been attracting a lot of sober people into my life.
See?
That like, well, even if they're just celebrating a month of sober January, February, whatever, right. It's like, it's interesting to me. I've noticed.
Try this app. Sign. Your future husband could be on there. It's called Lucid. It's for people trying to live a life of sobriety. The creator said, I'm a recovering alcoholic and I would try to go on these dating apps and everyone's just trying to meet up at a bar and drink.
Yeah.
So I created my own app. There you go.
That's fair. It makes sense.
Try it out, Chelsea. Let us know how it is. I'm Crystal B. And if it's trending, you know I got you.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
You know, I just started following Snoop on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I start this by saying, you're laughing already, but I start this by saying, I follow him because I'm a fan. There are very few celebrities that I follow. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'm just not, I don't care usually. But, and once again, I'm a fan. However, Snoop on Instagram is sort of like your parents sometimes because he's got his finger over the volume half of the time. He's never in the frame. You get half
like
of his head.
Nostrils. Yeah.
Like ceiling angle.
You're like, Snoop, I'm trying to get into what you're saying and you can't follow along.
Yeah.
It's absolutely impossible to do.
But I love how he's smoking like 70% of the videos.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh.
He's like,
of course he is.
Still with the blunt.
It's very on brand for him.
Yeah.
He's always listening to like some like 70s funk music or something in the
some
background.
Groovy things.
He's stoned out of his mind.
So good.
735. Chelsea, what you got?
So Justin Bieber opening up about how he feels very overprotective of Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. In a new interview, he literally is fighting back to years talking about how he wants to protect her because he understands what she's going through being so famous so young.
I just want to protect her, you know? I don't want her to lose it. I don't want her to go through anything I went through. I don't wish that upon anybody. Yeah, if she ever needs me, I'm just a call away.
That's so cool.
Yeah, really sweet. Really, really, really sweet message.
That's her idol, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
I was thinking about what she was thinking watching, because I'm sure she's seen that clip's gone viral. You know, and what is she thinking?
Well, she responded
with all
of the pictures.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, being a fan.
And her so little, like, she looks...
She's got a Belieber shirt
on. It's so cute.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to see her. And I mean, she's young now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but so young with the shirt on and the whole thing. And then she showed different posters in her room.
It's covered in Bieber.
So good.
I mean, she's such an Uber fan. It's so cute to see.
When she first released her album, I interviewed her at her album release party, and she was telling me about how, I was like, who's the most famous person you've heard like support your music? And she's like, Justin Bieber. And she told me that he recently DM'd her on Instagram, and she's like, I was so embarrassed because an old DM I sent him years ago popped up. Like, that she sent him to, being like, I'm such a big fan. Please, please say something to me. Like, and she was like, I was literally mortified because now he's reaching out to me and saying he supports my music, but it was just this like funny moment they had, which I appreciated. So, all right, this is a wild story. So apparently Taylor Swift's dad fought off a burglar over the weekend, and this burglar broke into his $4 million Florida penthouse, hearing the intruder used an emergency escape stairwell to climb 13 floors to enter. Apparently, when Taylor's dad arrived home, the intruder was there already. They, like, scuffled for a bit. Finally, the intruder ran away, but he's been now arrested. But this is scary. The guy, he's got quite the rap. He has charges for domestic violation by strangulation, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and kidnapping. It's not confirmed if like this guy was scouting out Taylor's dad for sure, but it kind of seems like it for him to go to this, you know, to the penthouse 13 stories up. So scary stuff. I feel like, gosh, it's crazy how many intruders Taylor has had
and
her
experienced,
family.
Yeah.
Man. So is Nicki Minaj about to be a mom?
Hmm.
This is the latest rumor. People are speculating it because she posted a photo of her and her husband with a caption that includes a red heart, prayer hands, and then it says, there's a lot to celebrate. But then she wrote, yikes, deleting this soon. Fans started questioning her about it, and she responded, they're like, what are you celebrating? She goes, life, with prayer hand emoji, a balloon, and a heart face emoji. So Nicki Minaj very well may be pregnant.
She posted that twerking video over the weekend. Doesn't look like she's pregnant in that. She's like,
yeah,
she looks great, but she looks so good, people didn't believe it was her.
Hmm.
And then she had to screenshot her face, like, showing them, this is actually me. Mm-hmm. Her body looked amazing.
She was saying, though, when she got married that she's like, I want to start a family immediately, so it wouldn't be a huge surprise to fans. So we'll
wow.
see.
Okay.
I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
The girls just showed me Nicki Minaj twerking.
On all fours.
On all fours.
Yep.
It's nice.
Wow. I'm impressed, nice. Actually.
Mm. Taking notes, because I could do that.
Feel like that was inappropriate somehow.
Oh, my gosh.
Feeling a little weird about myself at the moment.
Oh, man.
Let's go to, ooh, aren't you fancy at Newport Beach? Let's go to Tabitha. Mm. Tabitha, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen how chipper she
ooh.
Is. My God. How do you have how do you have this much energy on a Tuesday morning?
Oh. I just had my coffee. I'm doing great.
All right. Nice. All right. Post Malone tickets, a pair for you.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. Oh, I'm so excited.
Now, tell us why you listen. We need to know. Like,
oh, no.
What's wrong with the other radio shows? Confidence. Are they terrible? Like, why are you listening to us?
Yeah.
No, you guys are just so great in the morning. It's always positive. It wakes me up. I love listening to you guys in the morning. It's awesome.
Positive. Mm-hmm. What show is she listening to? Thank you.
And you give great information.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Okay, we do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Two to Post Malone. Thank you for listening this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right. I met some listeners. I went to Garden Grove Nissan.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
You sure did. Early morning, Saturday.
These guys love making fun of me for it. I have to go see my friend David Nam. Come on.
Shout out to David Nam.
He actually wasn't there, but...
man.
We
he
went.
Slept in.
Come on.
He did.
That's which, rude. I'd be mad.
Which
wow.
really upsets me because my ass is up at like, you know, 8 a.m. to get the Garden Grove.
To
by
drive.
10 a.m.
Yeah.
I got to drive down
there.
It's not
close
for you. It's not close. It's Orange County. It's like 60 miles from my house.
Damn.
But I like it. I went down and it was really cool because I met listeners. Like, you know, we're kind of new at this. And like she's saying, we're positive. She clearly doesn't know us that well. We're not positive at all. We rag on everybody and everything. Okay, I do.
Yeah.
But I met all of these listeners, and it was really kind of the first time that, you know, you talk to people on social media, they're like, hey, you're doing something new, it's kind of interesting, like, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
But people talking about the things that we talked about, and they sort of, like this one couple I met, they thought it was savage. We did something the other morning where we were talking about love.
Love, yeah.
And what does love mean? And we ended up hanging up on like 9 different people.
Yeah.
And the girl was like, that was savage. And I was like, it was? She's like, oh, yeah, that was really savage. But then another couple of people came in and just, I don't know, kind of like she said, I like all the information. Mm-hmm. I like kind of what you guys are up to and what you're doing. And I was like, thanks. Cool.
Yeah,
but it was
we'll
just,
take it.
It was nice to meet people. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like really cool. So thank you.
You're
for whatever
listening.
Reason. Yeah. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
You're listening to this crap. We have no idea why.
We appreciate
but
you.
We do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
So thank you for listening. And one of these days, apparently they'll name the show.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Really?
That.
Come on.
I wonder if the listeners have noticed we're a morning show without a name. Like, we don't even have a name.
Whatever. We just hang
what's
out.
Cool for
yeah.
It?
It's like they're embarrassed of us. The rest of the station doesn't talk about us.
Aww.
It's amazing.
Sorry.
The redheaded stepchild of radio.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
This is where I ask the girls if I truly screwed up. For Valentine's Day.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Okay.
Is my answer already.
You already know,
yes.
Don't you? So, no action happened for the record.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Not even the next morning?
Mm-mm.
Man.
Then,
okay.
Yes, you did.
I did, right?
You did mess
I must
up.
Have screwed something up.
Not
too much
her.
Wine. Yeah, too much wine, too much pizza. You know what I'm saying? But no, I think I screwed up with the gift. And I told you guys about the gift, but I really started to think
I know
about
where you're going.
You know
with
where
this.
I'm going
absolutely.
With this, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I really started to think about my gift. And because I told the ladies and they thought it was cool. They were like, yeah, good idea. She drives and she's at a desk all day long and she wanted one of those massager things. And it looks like a, the damn thing looks like a hammer. Okay. It looks like Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
It's huge. Okay. And I get this thing home and I turn it on.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a jackhammer. And I start thinking about this thing. I'm like, huh, what else could this be used for?
Wow. Oh my goodness.
So I then bring it up and I say, did you really talk me into getting this for another reason? And she's like, you could not possibly use this thing for that.
It's aggressive.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's where the BS detector started to go off in my head. I'm like, I'll find out the answer to this when I get to work because I got three girls I could ask. Oh, it's Tam. She'll tell me if you could use it. Did I render myself completely like useless?
I can't believe you thought someone would use that for that.
It's aggressive. I have one. Yeah. Like it hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there different levels like you can set it at?
There are. Okay.
There are, but the lightest you can go is aggressive. Like if you could handle that, if you're a woman and you can handle that, you can handle
anything.
A lot. That's ouch.
So I'm fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless Callan is into some hardcore stuff.
Which some people are, you guys. Let's be honest.
See, now Chelsea's not exactly agreeing with you here.
Well, I don't know exactly the one you got, but I definitely know that that's a thing, like that we as women use that before.
Easy.
So if there's like level, like that's what I'd be curious.
The
like
lowest setting.
Yeah.
That's what I thought,
too. I mean,
the lowest setting is aggressive.
Okay, but the settings are like 1 to 29. Okay, you got to think one is probably...
Could doable. Doable.
Tam, fun zone for one. What do you think?
I don't know. No way.
Can I bring this?
If it sounds like that jackhammer you just played, I'm not sure.
Bring it in. Yeah, we should bring it in.
Let's get Chelsea one in. Okay. She wants to try it. She's single.
She's cheating on someone.
She's single. She could use it.
Is that cheating? It's not cheating, is it?
No, it's not cheating. But I wouldn't try to use that thing.
You wouldn't?
No, hell no.
Okay.
I have one, like, I have to use it on my legs or my arms, and it's kind of painful.
Yeah. If you put it on your neck, you can't see straight.
Yeah, because your head is shaking.
I was doing that, like your vision gets kind of blurry.
Your eyeballs pop out.
Then you're probably fine.
You think I'm fine?
You're good.
Yeah, but I don't think if I'm not, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Or I'm not because.
Just don't go out of town.
Wait, so. But you asked her, so you don't believe her when she's telling you there's nothing
wrong?
No,
of course I don't believe her.
Yeah, I mean. Well,
why would I believe her on that? That'd be like her saying, do you watch porn when I'm not home? What do you think my answer is? Of course not. I don't watch porn when you're not home.
But you do.
Of course I do.
Wow. Yeah. House of lies.
Every... guys, what your guys... If your guy says he doesn't watch porn, he's lying. Of course he does.
Right. It's just assumed.
Yeah, it's assumed, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, when I ask my girl, is the jackhammer used for other things? I assume I'm getting a lie. I just assume that
I'm skeptical. Crystal B thinks no, but I'm skeptical.
You're skeptical.
I know.
I'm skeptical.
Okay.
I think
hope
low
she's
setting.
Not listening because I'll sneak this thing in tomorrow. I don't want you to use it. I just want you to turn it on the lowest setting and just say
and judge it.
Right. No possible way.
Doable or not doable.
Possible.
Pun intended.
Or, right.
Doable, not doable.
Okay. Possible or not. Because if it is possible, I have definitely rendered myself useless.
Yeah.
I will.
She don't need you anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
Bye.
Bye. Didn't need you anymore. You could pay the rent. That's it. That's all I get to do.
Yeah.
All right. I'll sneak that thing in tomorrow. We'll find out.
But no action this weekend, huh? Man.
At all? It was a long weekend.
She wasn't feeling well.
That's what makes me think maybe she's already trying it out.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Maybe you just suck.
Maybe.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
All weekend long were the All-Star Game festivities. I don't know if you caught any of the Kobe tribute stuff, but once again, the NBA just does such a nice job with everything.
Yeah.
They've just handed the league over to the people that should be running it, and the right people are represented. And it feels like the players are individuals, and they just get to speak out on things. And the NBA just does a great job.
Mm-hmm. They renamed the MVP award the Kobe Bryant Award.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the first year that they gave that
out. Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about that? How about that? Good game, too. They did some weird thing. I couldn't figure it out because I had... Did anyone watch the game at all?
I was in a bar, so here and there.
Even if you were in a bar, it was the weirdest... Tam, did you watch it? Yeah, a little bit. It was like one of these things. I'll put this up for you. A typical basketball game, four quarters, mm-hmm. at the end, whoever mm-hmm. has the highest score wins. Mm-hmm. Well, they had this weird thing on the screen, like projected score. It's like the first... I got this right, Tam? It's like the first team that gets to like 158 points wins.
Yeah.
But it was like 155 to 150. I don't know what was going on.
Huh.
And you're trying to figure it out. I'm like, apparently everybody loved it. I couldn't follow what was going on. I'm like, well, where's the clock? I'm like, there's no clock. And it was very weird. But the game was fun and Kawhi was MVP. And it was really, you know, great to see him. I mean, the players really seemed to be into it, which typical All-Star games, but no one cares about it. But the guys were really into it. It's almost like they got a deal like, hey, let's tie it up with 2 minutes left.
And make it interesting.
Yeah, and let's just go for it. And these guys were playing.
Cool.
It was fun. It was good to see. And Jordan Sparks was at halftime. And
Chance the Rapper?
Chance the Rapper was there.
Mm-hmm. Quavo, I think, was there.
Yeah.
Who else? Mm-hmm. Common, I think he did something before. He did some sort of spoken word thing.
Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really, really nice job.
Yeah.
Really nice
super
job.
Good.
So we're going to talk about Kobe and the memorial and what they're going to do.
And tickets and when you can get the access code and who will get the access code and all of that.
Okay. Also, I'm just going to go ahead and tease that. We could either talk about it now or tease it now. You can already tell from my voice is doing that thing where I'm about to get upset.
Uh-oh. The great debate.
This isn't a debate. This is
for
not.
For some people, it is a debate.
This is not a debate. So the CEO of Delta Airlines, he was, right? Your voice just, I get so upset when I even think about this. The CEO said that we should ask the person behind us if we can recline.
Yeah. On a plane.
No,
come on.
No.
Tickets are too expensive for that.
Right.
Let's start there.
Yeah.
How about just give us more leg room?
Mm-hmm.
If you are over 5'5" on a plane, your knees are up against the seat as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to ask the person behind me if it's okay. And I get it. The person in front of me, they're reclining. The seat is essentially 6 inches from your face. How about just give everybody 3 inches?
I made the mistake once of doing like first class, and like they have so much room up there. I'm like, I know what's possible. Like, you can make this happen. Just take off like a few seats. Just give everyone the room.
Just a few.
If we have a recline button, I'm using it.
Yeah.
It's there for a reason.
Exactly.
Don't tell us we can't recline or we have to ask to recline if we have this option to just do it on our own.
If that button is there,
I'm pressing it. It's going down.
Exactly.
Literally.
And I don't want to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel badly. I don't want to sit there and think, well, there's a tall person behind me.
Oh, well.
It's their fault.
Yeah. We're all in the same crap seats back in Gen Pop. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
Delta.
In the front. I just can't believe the CEO would say that.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Just give us more room. Mm-hmm. Just give the people more room. It's so easy to solve.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few rows out. But they all crying like they're broke.
Ugh.
I could fix all this. I think if you were... No, I'm going to fix this right here.
Oh,
I think if you are in upper management at any airline, when you take the job, it says... there's no way around this. When you fly, you have to fly in economy. You have to fly in the back of the bus
see
with everybody else
is.
To see what it's really like to be a passenger back there.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
Mm-mm.
We get to go. I mean, how many flights you take a year? I mean, I don't. It's to go home. Chelsea to go home.
Yeah.
Me to go see my mom. That's
vacation.
It. A vacation. Mm-hmm. And if you get that like one or two flights a year, you just want it to be like bearable.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to worry about, excuse me, could I put my feet back? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Just give us more room.
No, they such don't a dumb ask.
It's such a dumb
it's
ask.
Unfair.
It's driving
it's like
me nuts.
Now do we have to ask for the armrest too?
Yeah.
Because if you're in the middle, you're sharing one armrest with somebody.
I hear they have oxygen on this plane. Am I allowed to use it?
Yeah. Come on.
The peanut? $42 a peanut.
Oh
well,
my gosh. Not shocked.
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Crystal B does the trending stuff. What is happening?
All right. So last night was the deadline to register for the Kobe Bryant Memorial. It's happening next Monday at Staples Center at 10 a.m. So starting today, fans who will be able to get tickets will be getting access codes emailed to them. Mm-hmm. With this access code, you can go online and you can buy up to 2 tickets. Pricing tiers are $224 a ticket, $224 per ticket, or $224 for 2 tickets, or $24.02 for 1 ticket.
Okay.
So it'll obviously, if you get a ticket $224, it'll be, you know, a better seat closer to the court. Mm-hmm. But we don't know how many seats are available. Mm-hmm. They have not said anything. And I mean, just we've been talking about it. The tickets are going to the family, the NBA, families of the NBA. Like, there's hardly going to be anything left. Mm-hmm. And all the guest speakers, those also haven't been announced. That was a big scheduling issue because so many people wanted to speak, wanted to perform. Hmm. We have no clue who we're mm-hmm. gonna see. Are we thinking of Jay-Z?
Could be.
Oh, man.
Like, probably.
That'd be big.
Hmm. We're not going. You say we.
Well, we can watch it. It will be live streamed. Yes. Yeah.
I just don't think, I honestly think there's going to be like a dozen tickets given out. I don't think that, if you get a code, call us. I'd love to hear if somebody gets a code.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I want to meet somebody that gets one of these codes because it's like a
golden ticket, like a Willy Wonka ticket or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. So it'll be very interesting. All right. Question for you all. Mm-hmm. Do you think our pets understand when we celebrate their birthdays and holidays?
No. Crystal, you're going to say that you think that yours
she
do.
Does.
I know
of
it.
She does.
I know.
Yeah,
well, this was a shocker to me. I was so excited to click this link and open it. I'm like, I knew it. My dogs know when I get them a stocking stuffed for Christmas. But the shocker is no. They have
dogs are smart.
They have no clue what we're doing. Dogs are smart, but
dogs
they're
are
not
smart.
That smart. So a new research was like, people love getting cakes for their pets now for birthdays or stocking the stuffing or
stocking stuffers.
Stocking stuffers.
I don't even want to ask the question, but I already know the answer is yes. Do you have like a birthday party for your dogs? Don't say yes. I knew
dogs
it.
Are smart.
I knew it.
Like a real like at the park with all these other dogs that come.
April. April is their birthday.
Gosh. Are we invited?
I don't know. You guys play with my dog topic a lot. I love my dogs. We will celebrate. But also the dog park I go to, it's all of us. Because this woman was giving out Valentine's Day cards on Friday.
Oh my God.
To all of the other dog parents. And I got
crazy
one.
Crazy dog lover.
Dogs are smart. It was so good. But no, our dogs do not understand us. I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Oh, man.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
That was honestly the only Valentine's Day card I got.
Oh,
was from the lady at the dog park.
That says more about you.
She passed it out.
Listen, enough of this nonsense. Chelsea went on a date.
Ooh,
let's get details.
We've been dying to know what happened and what went down. And I'll grill her in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So
hold on. Yeah. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
21 Booker, Crystal B, and lover girl Chelsea.
Ooh. I'll take it.
Okay. So what happened? You went on this date. She's been building it up. Mm-hmm. For days, for
a Valentine's
us.
Day.
A Valentine's Day.
That's
date.
A big date.
And to set it up, she went on a first date with the guy earlier in the week, just sort of meet and greet. Let's see if we're compatible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Dating app.
Dating app. Yeah.
That's where you met. So he takes you where on Valentine's?
So we end up going bowling.
Okay.
We meet up at the bowling alley, and it was really sweet. So he shows up, and he has a flower in his hand.
Okay.
So he got me a little Gerber Daisy, which is actually my favorite. So it was sweet. He's like, I felt like I wanted to be a good Valentine for you. You know, it was nice. We go bowling. Turns out he's really good at bowling, but I kept up, and he said he was impressed, but I don't know if he was just saying that. But no, it was we had a really good time after that. We went and had a really nice dinner. I learned that he's a bit of a picky eater, which is interesting for me.
Okay.
I feel like most guys I've dated aren't like they're, you know, free for all, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's picky. I don't know. I'm dancing around.
What did
he
order?
Well,
I'm
we just
curious.
Shared a bunch of stuff. Okay. We had like pizza and like, you
how
know.
Could you be picky with pizza? Like,
well, that was it.
That
like,
wasn't the
it
picky
was more
part?
Like other things on the menu that I was like, he doesn't like sushi. That's a big thing for me because I like love sushi. He's like, I'm open to trying it. I just am not super like familiar with it. I just didn't grow up eating a lot of fish. So,
okay.
Huh. Anyways, had a great dinner. Ended the night at my apartment.
Woo, you invited him in.
Eating Girl Scout cookies, drinking wine, and playing like a little board game, this like fun question game.
Did you see his little board game?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Nothing?
He was a gentleman. No, he left. I don't even know where.
Did you guys make out?
So here's what, yes.
Nice. How was that?
It was good. I was worried because I'm like, you know, it could go either way if there's like kissing chemistry or not.
Right.
But there definitely, there definitely is.
There was no kiss before the end of the night?
No.
What was the end of the night kiss?
Like, I was like waiting for him to kiss me.
Yeah, that's a lot of buildup too.
A lot of buildup. So finally that happened. But the interesting thing about
back
this
up, I want to hear about this kiss. So yeah, just don't glaze over
details.
The kiss.
Well, there's more though, you guys. There's more about the weekend.
We'll get to that. Don't you worry. So the kiss. Did you talk about it first, or was this a
did he just
good
go
night?
In for it?
Did he just go in? Like, what happened?
Yeah, we were just like talking, and like we have really good. It's really good conversation between us. Mm-hmm. I feel like the one thing I really do like is I feel so completely myself around him, and we're very just like good conversation. It feels very like comfortable. I feel very calm, and I feel like we just had a moment where we just kind of like locked eyes, and he kissed me, and it was really sweet.
Not too much tongue.
Not like just enough.
Oh, good.
Just the right amount.
You seem happy with it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was good. And so then after that, it was funny. Like the next day I was telling my friend, I'm like, you know how like after you have this like date where you have this crazy good time, you're like feeling like almost like anxious about it in a good way, but it's almost a lot. And I felt like the next day I was like very, like I didn't worry about like when I'm going to see him again because I feel like I know I will see him again. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like a very good, calming, organic feeling. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday he texts me. And he's like, hey, what are you up to today? Like, let's go have a day hang. So I ended up hanging out with him on Sunday. We went and got lunch. Lunch turned into like, then we got coffee. Then he's like, do you want to just go take a walk? We like took a walk together.
Okay, so let me back
that
you
up. That was Booker's idea.
Idea. Take the walk.
Yeah.
Let me back this up. So you went out Friday night, which was Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. No contact on Saturday.
Oh, lots of contact.
Oh, okay. So you did speak.
Yeah, like texting and messaging and
stuff.
So
it's still going.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you laid off for a day.
No, and
he didn't like try to play cool or anything.
Interesting too is he. So when we were making out at my place on Friday, he was like, "I should go," and I was like, "Okay," kind of feeling rejected, but also like
I wanted him to stay.
But also like I respected it. Like he was very much being a gentleman, and he left, and he sent me this really nice message, just being like, "Can't wait to see you again," kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was nice. So then on
no light petting, nothing like that.
No,
it's just making out,
very like gentlemanly.
PG-13.
Very, even just PG.
PG.
Just PG.
Really? I would say parental guidance. So then on Sunday, we take a walk, and then he's like, I don't know if this is too soon, but like, would you want to come meet my roommate and her boyfriend? They're just having drinks at the place because he's staying with some friends right now. And he's like, would you want to come? And
that's not
like,
a big deal. That's
not cool. I was like, that's kind of cool. Because also, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm at a place now. It's like, why like wait for, like,
right.
I'll know right away or I won't.
Right.
Like, let's see if your friends are cool. Like, I'm curious. So we go. We end up like, his friends are awesome, had the best time. And
wasn't that kind of cool, though, having a buffer? Like, you're not really, the spotlight's not totally on you, and you could sit and have conversation. They're kind of feeling you out a little bit.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the guy's learning about you as well.
Absolutely.
In front of his friends.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So what did the friends think of you?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
I mean, I clicked with them. I totally clicked with them. They were super cool, easy to get along with, like good conversation, made strong drinks. Appreciate that. But here's what's funny.
Okay.
So then we're kind of like hanging out. We're drinking wine, whatever. And I end up falling asleep. We both fall asleep on the couch together.
Okay.
So I end up staying the night. Not planned. Like, was not planning on doing that at all. Staying the night. The next morning, wake up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get going. He's like, no. He's like, let's go to brunch. And then he's like, want to stay and like watch the Manchester-Chelsea game with me? And I was like, sure. Anyways, it was interesting because then yesterday we're like, we spent 24 hours together. We ended up spending a full 24 hours together. And it didn't feel weird. It didn't feel like it just felt
didn't
really.
Didn't feel forced.
I like it.
It was cool.
Like just hanging authentically.
Like I feel like we've been friends or I've known him for years.
Hmm.
So it's like good vibes. But I'm also in a good place where I'm like, I still am excited to just feel it out. I'm not like jumping to conclusions. I feel very like at ease about it all.
This might be the one.
Oh, just calm down over there.
That's a lot.
Just,
pressure right now, you guys.
Might be the one.
Don't listen to her. Do not listen to her.
Booker, you're Mr. Negative over there.
Uh-huh. No, I'm positive. I want this to work. You're already jumped to.
I said this could be the one. I didn't say this is the one.
Don't put that pressure on her yet.
It's not pressure.
It's pressure.
He could be the one.
Okay, you might be right. Tell me that, but don't tell her that. Now you put the idea in her head. This might be the one.
Here's
this might be the last dude I ever make
out
with.
She's at ease.
She's not at ease now.
I think that's the key word. I think at a time where I've been single now for like 3.5 years.
Right. I've just dealt with a lot of BS and like things like feeling anxious or like not like you go on a date with someone, they're like, when am I going to see them next? I feel not sure.
It's like hot or cold and you don't know.
And I feel like very, like everything's been very easy.
All right.
Like totally at ease. Like we'll see what happens.
We need to take him to sushi this week immediately. Because
I know, because that's the one thing.
I don't know if I could date somebody that didn't eat the food that I eat.
Ooh, there is one thing.
I'm serious.
There is one red flag that I'm curious to get your guys' opinion on.
Okay.
He told me that he's never been in love before.
How old is he?
35.
I wouldn't hold that against him.
He's been in like
you wouldn't?
Some, no. It seems long-term relationships, but he's never been in love. And I was kind of like, that's interesting. Does that mean you can't get there? Does that mean you have like
35
attachment issue? Like, I don't know. What is it? Is it that's definitely.
We need to meet this character.
You didn't ask him?
Not yet.
No, he just said, he just was like, I was like, oh, that's interesting. He goes, yeah, I feel like I've been in lust. I just don't feel like looking back in those relationships that was love.
How many people are listening find it strange that a guy that's 35 has never been in love before?
And he's been in like relationships.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm.
He was in relationships, but not in love.
I know.
Is he a serial dater?
Or serial killer? I don't know.
He kills all of the women he's dating.
I don't know. Right. It definitely was something that was kind of like been sticking in my head. I keep going
that
back
is
to.
Kind of.
Chelsea, maybe you'll be the first one that he ever falls in love with.
It'd be
with.
Like The Bachelor. You'll get the first I love you.
I'll get the rose.
Yeah, you get the I love
How
you.
How magical.
We'll see.
We're going to go to Disneyland next week. You should bring him.
Oh, stop.
That might be too soon.
Here we go.
Happiest place on earth.
We're going to take a break. Six Flags tickets coming up before 9.
Yeah. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I feel like I see Northridge on our call screening list more than any other city in LA.
Huh. That's true. It's
why do we do so well in Northridge?
Tell us.
I don't know.
Tell us. CSUN?
Tabitha College? Is on the phone in Northridge. And I asked the question, is it weird that somebody hasn't been in love at 35?
Okay, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Okay.
I think at the time of the relationship, he probably thought, yeah, this is the one, this is love. But then they broke up, and then he looked back on it, and he's like, maybe it wasn't love. Maybe it was just something I thought it was, but it really wasn't love.
Yeah.
It was just that probably was love, and then he matured. He looked back on the relationship, contemplated everything, and he's like, no. This wasn't it.
So, I want to ask one thing. Let's clarify one thing.
Okay.
Has he never said, I love you?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't know, though.
That's a good
but
question.
He did say.
That's a difference, right?
Yeah, that's different.
He did say, looking back on those relationships, I definitely don't think I was in love.
Gotcha.
But I think I was in lust, is what he said. So, I mean,
lust sounds like a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But in the
like
moment, you
about,
think
like,
you're in love. But it's
which I feel like I can kind of relate to.
Right.
Because I look back and I think I definitely said I love you to like some younger relationships where I thought I was in love. But then I compare it to my more recent one where I know that was heartbreak. And I know that it wasn't, there's no comparison to the ones before, you know.
I always think I'm in love at like 1 o'clock in the morning. That's what I think.
Oh my gosh.
I love you.
Oh, after how many drinks?
Yeah. We just met, so.
Yeah. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.